This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Free Talk Live.
Kicking off hour number two of Free Talk Live. We've been talking Powerball, gambling, that the government is the big winner, but is that really any surprise? And Johnson, you're going to wind up telling us exactly why the government, or rather the how of why the government is the big winner, and of course your thoughts and your calls. 855-450-FREE, that's the toll-free call-in line. Or if you have Skype and a decent internet connection, you will generally sound better than if you're calling in on the telephone. Skype username is lrn.fm. And, of course, to your calls and thoughts. Glenn calling in from Pennsylvania. Glenn, did you happen to buy a Powerball ticket?
Yes, I performed magic, actually. I turned a $20 Federal Reserve note into a slip of white paper worth absolutely nothing. Not that it wasn't worth much to begin with. Yeah, and you know what the lottery is, though? It's a tax on people who are bad at math.
Or people that, you know, just like taking really big chances.
Have you heard that before?
I have.
Are you there?
Yes, we're here, and we're trying to communicate.
He dropped.
We lost Glenn, so something happened there.
Technical difficulties.
Technical difficulties. Board op, if Glenn calls back, allow him through.
That was interesting. He's like, I taxed myself.
Yes.
Well, why did you, see, this is the type of reason I want to be like, well, why did you do it then? If you knew that it's a tax on people that are mad at math, then... You know, and he's like, he did not seem happy about his decision. Like, it wasn't like he was, I spent, you know, unlike you who felt entertained, he did not seem so entertained.
Right. It's definitely a, you know, voluntary tax. Mm-hmm. I know that.
Yep.
And most other people that are, you know, liberty-minded, they understand that as well. And if you want to keep deriding me and say that I'm bad at math because I bought a lotto ticket.
You're not me.
Right. Well, you kind of.
I'm deriding everyone.
Earlier,
I'm deriding everyone.
Right. That's still not going to, you know, take away the fact that I find a little bit of enjoyment in every now and then. And again, this is an every now and then sort of thing. I don't think prior to this that I'd bought a lotto ticket in 2 years. So
right.
This isn't me every week going out spending money of, do I buy lotto tickets
right.
or food? Like, that's not how I lost 145
right.
pounds. Like, I did not go on the lotto ticket diet.
Right. Eating only lotto tickets. Like, that woman and her family are going to have to do now.
Yeah. So, Johnson.
Yeah, let's get into the story. All right. So, it begins. This is from Investors Business Daily. Ka-ching! Wednesday's Powerball jackpot soared to $1.5 billion as get-rich-quick mania seized America this week. But you don't need to wait for the drawing to know who will score the royal payoff. The biggest winner of the multi-state numbers game is, drumroll please, Uncle Sam. Powerball is a government-sponsored gambling racket in 44 states, plus Washington, D.C., Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. The feds automatically skim 25% off the top of a lump sum cash reward. So essentially, it's like the feds have bought every single lottery ticket, and their odds of winning are...
One in one.
Not just 1 in 1, but they're going to win. Like, if, because it's only 25%, it's more like their odds are 1 in 4, because they're only getting 25% off the top, so it's not like they're getting 100% of the money, so it's kind of like their odds
are
1 in 4.
No, their odds are 1 in 1.
Well, no, they're definitely going to be winning, I agree with you, but they're not winning, like, the jackpot every time, they're winning 25%.
Right, but not everybody that wins. You're 1 in 24.87 odds of winning a prize.
Right.
That's not the jackpot. That's winning anything, yeah. Which is as little as $4.
And they also don't have to spend anything to get their tickets.
Correct.
They're just getting 25% right off the top.
So we've got Glenn back on from Pennsylvania. Glenn, you dropped off right after you asked us if we could hear you.
Right. Everything just went silent. I could hear nothing. Okay. Sorry about that. I don't think it was on my
end. Yeah, that was technical difficulties. We did not disconnect you.
Gotcha. No, I mean, that's an old joke, you know, that the lottery is a tax on people who are bad at math, you know. But I kind of go along with the entertainment value thing because it prompts this whole fantasy about like can I take it anonymously so that I don't have like charities and paparazzi and everybody hounding me or
you cannot. We just had this discussion the last time. Apparently, right. You cannot take it.
If it's over $600, then you know some government agency somewhere gives you a 1099 sort of thing.
And the media is just looking at all the records and goes, this guy won. This guy.
That fuels the anonymity, fuels the fantasy, because you can like be like the king walking among the people anonymously. And then what major law firm are you going to hire and financial advisors and how are you going to apportion your philanthropies and who are you going to surprise with a new car or house and blah blah blah. You know, it just opens up all these fantasy possibilities that in your own mind is better than like watching a movie. You know, so I think there's entertainment value in that. For $2, it's not bad. I happen to have blown 20, but I didn't go back. That was last week. I didn't go back this week when it was over a billion, in 1 point whatever billion. I said, you know, pretty clearly, I never even break even. I, you know, just lose. So I just didn't bother doing it. But Mark, I think you need to face the fact that you do want to argue.
Apparently, I'm Mark now. Excellent.
Well, one of us apparently is Mark.
I'm sorry. Oh, I thought it was Mark. I get mixed up on the voices sometimes.
This is Johnson. Mark is, I think, in like Arizona or California.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I'm sorry. Well, who was yelling? Which one? I'm sorry. Which one of you yelled? I don't want to argue.
That would be Daryl. Me.
No, Daryl. You do want to argue.
Not really. I hate arguing. I love having intelligent conversation.
No, you want to argue. See? You're doing it right now.
He's messing with you like I was messing with that last caller by interrupting him.
Why do you always contradict me? Darryl, why do you always contradict me?
I'm not contradicting you, Glenn. Thank you for the call.
He's not contradicting you. He's just hanging up on you.
And we've got Libertarian Banker calling in from parts unknown, listening on LRN.FM. Libertarian Banker, did you happen to purchase any Powerball tickets?
No, I did not. But I have two quick topics for tonight. First is, he mentioned Mark. Actually, I think Mark should come back. I think it's time, Mark, if you're sitting in the background there, to come back on the show. All right? So that's my first point.
Mark is somewhere on the other side of the country. Yeah. His vacation ends on the 22nd, I believe, and I don't know what Mark is going to do after that.
Well, if he's listening, I'm begging to come back, Mark, please.
You gotta beg with your dollars. You gotta up that amp.
Hey, I signed up. Excellent. I'm amping as right now, so. The second question I have is would Dave in New York buy a lotto ticket? I would love for him to call in and tell me.
To your face.
If he would buy a lotto ticket.
All right. Anything else?
I'm summoning Dave in New York.
All right. Thank you very much, Libertarian Banker, for summoning Dave in New York and begging Mark to come back on the air. So, Johnson, let's get back into this article.
Okay, let's do this. All right, so Powerball is a... Oh, I already said that. The government takes 25% off the top. Mega winners are also taxed at the highest federal income tax bracket, nearly 40%.
39.6 to be correct.
Right. And those who live in the states with personal income taxes could pay up to an additional 9%. Local municipal taxes could add up to 3 to 5% to the tax burden.
Well, luckily, we live in a state that does not have a state income tax. That would be New Hampshire, and you can move here, too, as part of the Free State Project. Go to freestateproject.org, find out more about that. Give us a call, 855-450-FREE.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, call 1-800-965-1170.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So just think how much better you'll look and feel. Think you might be bloated? Call now for a free trial of Nubiotics and see how much flatter it makes your belly. You might be surprised, but hurry, call now for details while these free trials last. 1-800-965-1170. That's 1-800-965-1170. 1-800-965-1170.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll free call in line. Or you can call in on Skype if you have a decent headset, decent internet connection. You will generally sound a lot better. We've been talking mostly about gambling and specifically the Powerball, but I'll tell you something that's not gambling. That is saving money when you shop online. If you go to saveatpurse.com, all one word, saveatpurse.com, you can save 20, 25, 30% or more. You can gamble and hope that someone will take 50% or rather purchase your item that you're looking for at a 50% discount. That's because at Purse you get to name your discount up to 50%. And the higher the discount, the longer you have to wait. So that's where it becomes like gambling. Like you put it up there and then you wait and is anybody going to draw my number today?
Well, and also, sometimes, while you're waiting, Bitcoin can go up or down.
Right, and sometimes, you know, you put something up there for 35% and it gets picked up right away. Other times it takes a day or two. I've saved 45% on something. I think Ian has saved 30, 40, 45%. Johnson, you've probably saved 25, 30%.
Although I did have one time where I saved no percent because Bitcoin was going up. But, you know, I didn't feel bad about it at all because my buyers were really helpful, you know, in the order because I had a problem at Amazon. So sometimes Amazon shippers are not so great, and it's nice when the purse, if you get a good purse buyer, they will work with you and deal with, you know, any issues that have come up with the, you know, Amazon seller.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes time. Bitcoin was going up, and that, you know, it's good because they made more money for their efforts.
Right, and you can also use what they call the Purse Instant Buy and save
Absolutely.
5% automatically. That's fulfilled by Purse, and I had an order where I had some problems with what I received. Contacted Purse. They were able to get it straightened out within a week, and I got, you know, a little extra of a product. And ultimately what I wanted and saved money on it. So go saveatpurse.com. We go back to Skype. Data Sleuth is calling in on Skype. Wants to talk about mixing gambling with activism and the odds of winning almost everything every time. Data Sleuth, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you. This is Wallace in Vermont. You guys know me fairly well, I think. In any case, basically, some of you may have heard that I became disabled as a result of an operation that went wrong. I decided to basically gamble, as you guys have been talking tonight, and basically mix activism together with a little bit of gambling. I have set up a website. Can I say the website on the air?
Sure. We generally don't let people do plugs, but go ahead. You can mention the website one time.
It's not for profit. It's called enforceada.com. ADA standing for the Americans with Disabilities Act.
Certainly.
Here in Vermont, basically, there is such a prolific violations of more than the 25-year-old ADA, that government, in particular post offices, municipalities, even the state of Vermont itself, violates the ADA. And of course, there's not too many activists that wouldn't say, hey, if I could turn around and figure a way to basically cause government any kind of problem and throw in the formula, the mix, a pretty good chance that basically you'll make some money. Well, basically, I've come up with what I believe to be that formula. If you go on Enforce ADA, you'll see where I successfully sued a five-star hotel, the one and only five-star hotel, called Capitol Plaza Hotel and Conference Center in Montpelier, as well as basically the city of Montpelier. The Human Rights Commission basically ruled in my favor, and it's a published decision on the website, internet, that basically they plowed snow into handicapped parking spaces. And They didn't basically remove snow and ice, and I went boom. I cracked a few ribs and got some little injuries, and I was going to an ATM machine. And for 5 days, they didn't plow the snow. They plowed it into handicapped parking spaces. The photo's on the website. It's also mentioned in various news reports if you Google. So then I said, okay, we settled. I don't want to disclose on the air, of course, the settlement, but it was fairly substantial. So I decided that basically I was going to form enforceada.com. And I said, okay, let's target municipalities. Here in Vermont, there is a certain municipality that if you happen to be in a wheelchair or happen to be bound by a walker or what they call a rollator, you can't get to the podium. And I went to this municipality and I said, I'm having problems parking because of restrictions. And I wanted a reasonable accommodation. I also wanted some records, which I'm noted for suing for records. And I said, I'd like to talk to the Board of Aldermen. And they said, well, unless you can get to the podium, you can't talk. I said, wait a minute. My First Amendment right says I have a right to file complaints and grievances. And I have a right to call before the Board of Aldermen and attempt to exhaust my quote-unquote administrative remedies.
Well, so where's the gambling come in? It just sounds like you're filing lawsuits against governments and private companies.
You turn around and you say you spend $2 or whatever for a lottery ticket. I say that I turn around and I invest, quote-unquote, copying fees, my time, my effort, and I had a little bit of fun. You guys are talking about poker playing and what have you. To me, it's nothing better than to go against the Postal Service, for example, and they don't have any handicapped parking spaces. Their doors basically are more than 5 pounds of push or pull to open. And they've got other types of ADA violations. And when you look at the Postal Service in New Hampshire, Vermont, eastern portion of New York and the western portion of Massachusetts, they're so non-compliant with a 25-year-old ADA. And, of course, everybody says, hey, the police are going to set up a radar trap and run a sting on us. Well, I decided I'm going to run a sting on government. And basically, when I've got these pictures, and pictures don't lie, of course, what is government going to do? And the answer is,
Wallace, thank you for the call. And good luck with that. But in the end, all I see suing government is doing is screwing over taxpayers because it raises taxes. What do you think? Free Talk Live.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online, and I found it. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com, a brand new company that's the newest and best way to sell products online. You can even use Skype or video to sell your car, home, any product. You get 30 days free, packages starting from only $7.95, and BuySellMakeOffer.com never charges item fees ever. Just go sign up, then load your stuff to sell. I love this site, BuySellMakeOffer.com. Got it? BuySellMakeOffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th. The Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or on Skype, username is lrn.fm. Johnson, you've been telling us, and we've been keep trying to get into this article explaining how it is that the government is the big winner of the Powerball. Not just this last jackpot that was like $1.5 billion. And no, contrary to the math that some people were posting on Facebook, if you divide that evenly amongst every American, it's not $4 million.
It's more like $4. It's
$4 and some change. And now I saw somebody, they did something that said, so far, Star Wars has grossed $1.7 billion. That means every man, woman, and child in the United States has paid $5.7 billion to go watch the movie. Just to show, like, you know, yeah, this math doesn't add up.
Right.
So tell us exactly, aside from the fact that, you know, governments get 25% off the top of everything over, like, a $4 prize.
Yep, and that does add up.
And that does add up, and they get 39.6% on what are called the mega prizes. What was the term used there?
I don't know. It's
like
just
anything.
Top tax bracket. I mean, it's just so much money being made in a year that you fall into the highest tax bracket.
Right, but there's a certain level. So like anything over like $1 million, $5 million.
Yeah, actually, I thought it was like $500,000.
Okay,
but yeah. So government lotteries of all kinds raked in a whopping $70 billion in revenue last year, according to the North American Association of State and Provincial Lotteries. Cash-strapped states pinched the rackets as civic enterprises purporting to earmark proceeds for public education, economic development, and mass transit, senior citizens programs, professional sports stadiums, and environmental protection. The state bureaucrats who run these schemes for numeracy-challenged consumers are free to ban outside competition, including private slot machines, phone betting, instant pull tabs, and card rooms. The feds help out by limiting sweepstakes and internet gambling, as well as exempting state lottery marketing materials from the Federal Trade Commission regulations that guarantee truth in advertising. That's right. While cracking down on ads and everything from cereal to toothpaste to cars, Washington protects states that spend hundreds of millions of dollars every year falsely promising a dollar and a dream. Everyone is a winner, and somebody's got to win. Might as well be you. In New York last fall, the Attorney General outlawed fantasy sports leagues as illegal games of chance that deceptively hooked in the gullible, while the New York State Lottery promoted its motto, "Hey, you never know."
Now, you were partially correct there. It wasn't all fantasy sports.
Okay.
It was only what they call the daily fantasy sports. The fantasy sports that have no season-long commitment,
right,
where you have a team for this weekend or these series of games that happen today.
Right.
So it's very short-term, and it most certainly is a game of skill, but various attorneys general across the country have said, no, these are games of chance and therefore illegal.
I think she's pointing out the hypocrisy of the state, basically, right, outlawing one thing while promoting another. It's only,
right, but it's not all fantasy sport, because the season-long fantasy sports where money is being put on the line, that's still legal.
Right.
It's only what they call the daily fantasy sports that wound up being targeted.
Interesting.
Yes.
So she goes on, I know double standard sanctimony when I see it. If public lottery pimps were private corporate entities, they'd be charged criminally with predatory behavior. To entice their at-risk audience of elderly citizens and low-wage workers, state officials saturate the airwaves around the first of the month. Why? As a candid advertising plan for Ohio Super Lotto directed many years ago, quote, schedule heavier media wait during those times of the month where consumer disposable income peaks. Government benefits, payroll, and Social Security payments are released on the first Tuesday of each calendar month. Billboards in Chicago slums claim lottery purchases could be your ticket out. The Illinois Lottery lures players to joy someone with holiday scratch-offs. In Maine, an analysis by Cornell University and the Maine Center for Public Interest reporting last fall found for every 1% increase in joblessness in a given zip code, lottery sales jump 10%. The original research shows, and people in Maine's poorest regions spend as much as 200 times more per person than those in wealthier areas. By enticing people to spend their money on fantasies, veteran gambling historian Robert Goodman points out, people are preying on people's ability to dream and hope.
All right, so it sounds as though you're explaining why the poor people are the losers, but not necessarily why government is the winner in all of this.
Well, I mean, the government, it's kind of that we came right out of the box when we're talking about 25% off the top and almost 40% taxes. That pretty much sums it up right there. But there is more, they will talk more about it. And also, remember that the government is also edging out any kind of competition in gambling.
Right, but are they trying to say that, you know, somehow the government wins by keeping people poor?
They may go into that a little bit here, actually.
Because if not, you know, yes, the lottery is a very heavily regressive tax.
Yep.
As is sales tax.
Yep.
The difference between the two is there's not advertisements of, if you pay your sales tax, you could wind up being lucky for life and getting $1,000 a week for the rest of your life.
Right. Well, it goes on in quotes here to say, rather than providing real hope for economic improvement, public officials are promoting the illusion of economic improvement, becoming deeply involved in finding new ways of manipulating people's desire for a more secure future. They're enticing people into taking part in what should be properly called the pathology of hope. The government gambling industry spins lotteries as good, innocent fun that benefits the children, always for the children. But countless studies show two...
And the old people.
Yeah, show two things. For, well, the, yeah, I guess, I mean, but I
because think there are some for, states, Pennsylvania being one of them, where they say that the lottery benefits older Pennsylvanians.
Interesting.
And it's supposed to, you know, go to, like, retired people. But it winds up going, a lot of it, to some bureaucrat that shifts paper around.
They're very much not retired because they're a career politician that will continue doing that forever
right.
and ever and ever. Well, it says, first, a significant portion of lottery sales are driven by financial desperation and delusion, not by entertainment. During the 2008 recession, 29 of 42 states with lotteries saw a huge spike in lottery sales, with sales records set in New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, where purchases are greatest in the poorest counties. When people view themselves as doing worse financially, then that motivates them to purchase lottery tickets. Emily Hazley, a postdoctoral associate at the Yale School of Management who researched lottery behavior, told the New York Times, "People look to the lottery to get back where they were financially." Second, multiple investigations of states that divert a portion of lottery venues to public education have shown that, on average, those states spend a smaller proportion of their budgets on education than states without lotteries. Remember, all government revenue is fungible. Lottery funds end up supplanting regular income, supplementing it.
Let's go back to the statement there about states with lotteries that wind up helping education.
Yes.
It says they spend less of their budget on education than states without.
Correct.
Is that because, and I know you probably don't have this information, but is that because the lottery stuff is not in the general fund? It's in some special account that winds up not being counted in the regular budget? If you know, give us a call. Let us know. 855-450-FREE.
Are you suffering with hearing loss? Are you sick of people constantly complaining that your TV is too loud? Are you tired of asking people to speak up? Would you like to hear more clearly, but you don't want to wear a hearing aid that makes you look old? Then you need to try Listen Clear, a life-changing breakthrough precisely designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. And you can adjust Listen Clear to find the perfect way to hear everything, wherever you are, and whatever you're doing. And right now you can try Listen Clear absolutely risk-free, with free shipping. We'll even give you free batteries for life. So call now, 1-800-719-9349. Listen Clear is lightweight and completely hassle-free, and it's practically invisible. Call for your 100% risk-free home trial with free shipping and free batteries for life. For free information, call now, 1-800-719-9349. That's 1-800-719-9349. 1-800-719-9349.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free call-in line. Or if you have Skype, you can call in on Skype to username lrn.fm. We're talking Powerball, specifically gambling, and all the ways that the governments that participate in such are the big winners, and that you and me and pretty much everybody else is, well, yeah, we're kind of losers in this.
And it sounds like this, and it's a little vaguely worded, but it sounds like from this article that what she's saying is that the states that actually have lotteries spend less in their budget, you know, their overall budget. That's combining the lottery fund. It seems to be indicated here that she's talking about with the combined lottery fund that they spend less on education.
Now, that's for the states that say, we're spending this money on education.
Right. So I'm going to read again what she said.
Yeah, read again, because the question that I had was, is she referring only to the, you know, the on-the-books budget, right, which would be basically the general fund, or is she referring to the on-the-books budget of the general fund plus any special fund that is not part of the general fund? It's not part of what they call that discretionary spending,
if
you will. I
don't think we're going to ultimately have a very clear-cut answer, but I think it's pretty strongly indicated. So what she said is, second, multiple investigations of states that divert a portion of lottery revenues to public education have shown that, on average, those states spend a smaller proportion of their budgets on education than states without lotteries. Remember, all government revenue is fungible. Lottery funds end up supplanting regular income, not supplementing it. As players lose interest, the states must cut the number of prizes, make longer odds, inflate the jackpots, and market even more aggressively and deceptively to make more money. Government-run lottery monopolies are a regressive tax and a stupidity tax. Inject this truth in inner-city Powerball billboard advertising. The odds are never in your favor. And that's the end of that.
So basically, she starts off by explaining how it is that the government is the winner and then goes on to explain all the ways that the lottery is a tax on poor people.
Yes. And she, you know, it's you're definitely not winning by giving the government money in this way, in my, you know, opinion. And I think that it's really one of these things where it's, again, it would be really interesting, and I'd like to see, I don't know how I feel about it, but I would like to see, this is one of these things where it's like an evil that I'd actually like to see happen, kind of, in that I would like to see the state not have the monopoly on lottos. I don't like the idea that there are going to be other people that would be able to, like, you know, fleece people and be deceptive and, you know, basically the only way I can see the lottery is working.
Just because you're running a lottery doesn't mean that you're being deceptive.
That's how they make money.
No, that's how the government run lottos make money.
And then historically, that's how other lotteries have made money as well.
Would you say that casinos are deceptive in their advertising? Because
sometimes, there are actually lots and lots of regulations about it.
Right, but just because there's a regulation saying they can't do it doesn't mean that they are being deceptive.
Not now, but there's regulations against certain practices in casinos that become common practice that fleece people. You know, like, the house always wins, right? But there's
right.
different ways and different amounts of which and how much the house can be the winner. And sometimes people don't understand what's going on because of the way the rules can be structured in order to bilk people out of their money. Now, am I saying that I think that there should be regulations to prevent that from happening? No. But am I saying that it's immoral? Yes.
Right, and that was, you know, my question wasn't, are you saying there should be regulations? My question was, if there was a privately run lottery, one would presume that they would operate in a manner similar to how casinos operate now, and I would not say that casinos now are operating in deceptive manners.
I don't know. I don't know if I 100% agree with that. I think that there are certain things that casinos are trying to do to basically bilk people out of their money to a certain extent.
They do things to entice people to come into their facility because that's how they make money. McDonald's does things to entice people to come into their restaurant because that's how you make money. You don't make money by not enticing people to buy your stuff. But just because you're enticing people to buy your stuff doesn't mean that you are deceiving them into buying your stuff.
At what point, though, does it become, like, in other words, okay, enticing people into buying your stuff, but what if you're, for example, enticing a woman to spend all of her family's money on food to, instead of, you know, feeding your family and feeding yourself, to spend money on, gambling? Is that immoral? You know, if you're advertising in that specific fashion, is that immoral? If you are advertising, it's like the advertising where people talk about sugary cereals that are, like, you know, specifically targeted with cartoon characters to get kids to hooked on it at a young age. Is that immoral? I would argue easily yes. I mean, you know, sometimes you can do things to make more money. Those aren't always the right thing.
Right, and again, I will ask the question because you said that every lottery that's ever been run has been deceptive.
No, I didn't say that. I said that they tend towards that because, again, it is the way to make more money at a lottery is to.
Okay, I must have misheard. I was fairly certain you said every lottery that's ever existed has run on deception.
I can't answer that because I can't answer for every single lottery that's ever existed. But I can say that there has always been a trend towards lotteries becoming deceptive. That's one of the reasons why the state got involved, to say, whoa, nobody else can run lotteries but us because we have to keep people safe from these charlatans that are bilking people. Blah, blah, blah. You know, it's like, okay, well, but now we're going to do it. Ha-ha! You know, like, okay, well, you know, how's that better then?
If there was a private lottery, Would you, and they, let's say that there was a private lottery and they were not doing anything deceptive. And they were just saying, you know, come play our lottery. And that was their sales pitch. They weren't saying, you know, like, this is how you get out of poverty. All of your dreams will come true. If they just said, yeah, we've got a lottery.
Right.
Would that be deceptive? To say, we've got a lottery and here's the jackpot. That's truth in advertising.
Yeah, no.
Here's we've got a lottery. Here's the jackpot.
You know, here's the jackpot. Here's the odds. You know, go for it. No, I mean it's not, and it's, you know, the state lottery is not deceptive either, other than the things that they're saying that the money goes to, you know, which it doesn't necessarily go to.
No, I would say that some of the advertisements that I've seen for state-run lottery are deceptive. Powerball, make all your dreams come true.
Right. Like, no.
That's deceptive.
Yeah, like, that's really, Powerball, make all your dreams come true. May only be a 1 in 292 million odds of this happening. You are more likely to be struck by lightning, die in a car crash, and die of starvation in the desert.
Well, we actually went over some of the things last night that are saying, more like, likely to like happen.
Have it like a medical advertisement where, like, disclaimers at the end of the lotto ads.
You're actually more likely to be murdered in a visit to the Grand Canyon than you are to be killed by a terrorist in the United States.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's, yeah.
And both of those things are a lot more likely to happen than you winning the jackpot of the lottery.
You're going to be struck by lightning on a blue moon.
And you're also with a 1 in 7.2 chance of being disabled or killed by a parasite. Let that one sink in for a little bit.
Wow.
1 in 7.2. Your chances of winning any prize of the Powerball is 1 in 24.8.
That reminds me, I need to finish signing up for Liberty HealthShare.
I'm sure they would cover you if you got assaulted by a parasite. I'm guessing. I don't know if they would protect you against the murder at the Grand Canyon, but there is one way. There is one way to ensure that you are not ever murdered at the Grand Canyon, and that would be to never visit the Grand Canyon. You can't be murdered somewhere that you've never been, right? Call in hour number three, coming up after the news, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or call us on Skype, lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
Currency is too important a thing to be left in the hands of government bureaucrats, especially when billions of dollars can be created with the swipe of a pen. Overstock.com supports the cryptocurrency movement because it returns the power of an inflation-proof form of money to the people, where it belongs. Did you know that you can use Bitcoin to pay for anything Overstock.com sells while enjoying free shipping on orders of 0.211 Bitcoin or more? If you support freedom and the cryptocurrency movement, you should support Overstock.com.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare is like-minded people coming together to share medical costs, which saves money.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that violate your conscience.
Because we all share the same values.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
Go to libertyhealthshare.org to find out more.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. LibertyHealthShare.org.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor, proven to withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to invasionstopper.com now. That's invasionstopper.com.